This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 385, down 1.5. July corn, 393, down 1.5. September corn, 4.5, down 1.25. May soybeans, 978.5, down 7.5. July soybeans, 983.5, down 7.75. August soybeans, 983, down 8. May wheat, 527.75, down 8.5. July wheat, 527.75, down 8. September wheat, 536.5, down 7.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Monday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 2 cents at 360 to 382. While soybean bids were 8 to 9 cents lower, range from 948 to 971. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 2 cents at 355 to 381. While soybean bids dropped 8 cents, ranging from 958 to 978. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 4 lower at 367 to 388. Soybean bids down 7 cents at 962 to 984, while the wheat bids were mostly 8 to 10 cents lower at 435 to 495. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 to 8 cents lower at 989 to 999, with basis steady to 3 cents higher, ranging from 10 to 20 over the May. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.28 to $351 per ton. That's down $4.30, with basis unchanged, ranging from $5 to $28 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.82 to $3.97, with basis steady, ranging from $3 under to $12 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 cents lower at $3.78 to $3.83. With basis down 1 at 7 under to 2 under the May. Soybeans ended 8 to 9 cents lower at 978 to 986, with basis steady to a penny lower at 1 under to 7 over the May. And new crop wheat bids on Monday were 8 cents lower at 510 to 518, with basis steady at 18 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 4 lower at 398 to 402. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 7 to 10 cents with quotations at 1001 to 1006. Soft wheat closed down 8 to 9 cents at 528 to 535 and Milo ended 1 to 2 lower at 445 to 446. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 364 up to 380. New crop soybean bids range from 914 to 933. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 365 up to 380, with new crop soybean bids at 930 to 948. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 369 up to 383. New crop soybean bids at 916 to 942, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those range from 489 up to 516. That concludes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 162.45, down 57 cents. June live cattle, 151.75, down $1.62. August live cattle, 148.30, down $1.52. April feeder cattle, 219.80, down 57 cents. May feeder cattle, 216.87, down 57 cents. August feeder cattle, 217.75, down 80 cents. April lean hogs, 63.25, up 7 cents. May lean hogs, 69.20, up 85 cents. June lean hogs, 76.60, up 90 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Monday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 62 cents higher in the range of $50 to $58.25. with the weighted average carcass price of $55.93. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 30 to 34, 4 to 5 weights 33 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 35 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 42. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $34 to $39. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,959 head. And now the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle auction. They had receipts of 2,307 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 295 to 337. Five weights were 252 to $3. Six weights were 230 to 262.50. Now on to the feeder Holstein steers. Four weights were 218 to 272.50. Five weights were 199 to 235. And six weights were 155 to 206. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos. Four weights were 250 to 302.50. Five weights were 3250 to 6750, and six weights were 210 to 25715. Now moving over to the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 236 heads, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 161.50 to 167.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 145 to 151, and choice slaughter heifers 161.75 to 165. Slaughter cows premiums were 134.50 to 135. Breakers were 105 to 114, with a few high dressing at 124. Boners were 102 to 109, with a high dressing at 111 to 118. And leans were $87 to $97. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 251 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $65.70, and that was 5 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $256.48, that was 91 cents higher, with select carcasses at $251.55, that was $2.26 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 96,000, that compared to 109,000 last week and 114,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 295,000. That compared to 435,000 last week and 402,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned after the break, where we'll hear about the movement of the Clean Water Rule and also hear a review of one of the first Illinois crop reports. That's coming up after this. The Environmental Protection Agency sent the Clean Water Rule, formerly known as the Waters of the U.S., to the Office of Management and Budget on Friday, according to the Hagstrom Report. In a blog post, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy and Assistant Secretary of the Army Joellen Darcy say the rule will better define tributaries and protect farming practices. They say they are limiting protection to ditches that function like tributaries and can carry pollution downstream, like those constructed out of streams. Also, the rule will approach ditches from another angle rather than discussing upland ditches. McCarthy and Darcy say normal agriculture practices like plowing, planting, and harvesting a field have always been exempt from the Clean Water Act regulation, and this rule won't change that. The Spring Picnic Market Basket Survey, conducted by the Farm Bureau, found a slight increase in food items compared to a year ago. Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says the survey found 8 of the 16 foods increased in price.
The informal survey shows the total cost of 16 foods that can be used to prepare several meals was $53.87, up 60 cents, about 1%, from the survey conducted a year ago. Of those 16 foods surveyed, half of them increased and half decreased in average price compared to a year ago.
Nye says beef, pork, and dairy prices are the main drivers for the overall price increase.
While the rate of increase in food prices in general has been modest, prices on beef, pork, and dairy items have increased more significantly, and these items will likely be the main driving force behind expected retail food price increases in the coming year.
Nye says the Market Basket survey is consistent with the data from the Consumer Price Index and USDA surveys.
The year-to-year direction of the retail price trend for the Market Basket survey tracks with the federal government's Consumer Price Index for food at home. Further, USDA has forecasted a 2-3% increase in prices for food at home and away from home for 2015 compared to the prior year. So we're about on track with what CPI and USDA are predicting.
Again, that was Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye. The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report came out yesterday. Farmers and ranchers began preparation for planting this past week. Activities included fixing equipment, tilling fields, and applying anhydrous ammonia. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.68 inches for the week, 0.11 inches below normal. The average temperature was 51.5 degrees, 4.3 degrees above normal. There were 2.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 5th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 7% short, 73% adequate, and 20% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 10% short, 79% adequate, and 11% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 8% poor, 34% fair, 49% good, and 7% excellent. Oats planted reached 9% complete, behind both last year and the five-year average. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the auction.
Well, Angela, you know, we had a lot of rain Friday, but we still ended up with a large supply of hay. Ended up with 2,100 small squares. We had 700 bales of alfalfa. It was in a price range from $250 to $350. Had 540 bales of alfalfa grass from $250 to $4. 200 bales of mixed grass from $2 to $3.50. Ended up at 310 bales of orchard grass from $3.50 to a top of $7 a bale. And we had 350 bales of straw from $3 to $3.40. 173 round bales. We had 35 bales of alfalfa from $23.50 to a top of $42. Had 110 bales of mixed grass from $20 to $36 per bale. At 17 bales of orchard grass at 30, and we had 11 round bales of straw at $34.50 per bale. In 3x3s, we had 175 bales of those. The alfalfa was from 33 to 61, and we ended up with 57 bales of straw at $40 a bale.
Well, it sounds like a great auction, and this upcoming weekend, the 11th, is going to be your last hay auction, isn't it?
Yeah, the April 11th will be the last one for the season. However, we will have hay on hand throughout the summer if anybody's needing any. So, but if they're wanting to clean out a shed or buy some hay, next Saturday would be the day to do it.
All right. Well, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone, 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.